Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center for Georgia Technology Summit 2023. It's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here. So excited to be broadcasting from the Georgia Technology Summit 2023. This is the largest technology showcase in Georgia, and I am excited to be talking to my guest, Megan Heinze. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me here today. It's been a fabulous day.
Yes, you're the co-chair of the event. How'd you get roped into that?
Did you lose a bet? Yes, absolutely. I lost a bet. What are you thinking? I was voluntold. I actually co-hosted last year, and so I guess tradition, they say, that you get to do it the next year
is
a two-year job and not just a one-year job. And so I did it again, but this year was really important for me. I got a lot of feedback on two things that were really important. One is networking, making sure people get to know people outside of their influence areas. So they wanted to meet a lot of different people. And the second, the vendors also wanted to make sure that they were actually meeting people as well. So we tried to create a lot more momentum this year than we did in previous years. So one of the things to get people actually out here and talking to everybody else that's sponsoring and supporting us, we have the music, the DJ, so there's a lot of music, excitement. We had the tag balloons, so people are taking pictures. I added something for networking, and we're calling it networking bingo, as you can say. And it's forcing people to actually take pictures with the DJ, taking pictures in front of the tag sign, and then actually meeting different people from everything from, do you have a Palm Pilot? Please sign here. Are you part of GTS? Please sign here. And it's getting people more involved and excited across the board.
And that's a great bit of advice for entrepreneurs out there, to listen to your customer and then try to give them what they're asking for, right?
Yes, absolutely. Entrepreneurs should always listen to their customers. I think, know your customer is always the most important part is, how can you create excitement and want people wanting to be there and want to be there every single year. And so that's what we want to drive, is people to engage and get excited about being part of Georgia Technology Summit, but also for them to meet each other and actually grow their business, because that's what networking is all about, is to grow your business, grow your network, and meet other people.
So now that, you had it on a whiteboard what to do and how it was going to work, and now that you've seen it in action, is it meeting your expectations?
It is meeting my expectations. I was super excited. During lunch time, we had a full house. Last year, we didn't have as many people in. A lot of people signed up, but not a lot of people stayed through lunch. And so I was super excited. Every single table was full. Coming outside, I saw people talking to all the different vendors and sponsors. And then each of the content sessions have been jam-packed. So super excited about that as well.
So what was it about TAG that got you involved personally and your company saying this is something you should invest time in taking a leadership position?
Absolutely. Well, for me, my journey started actually during COVID. I was like, well, I need to start networking. I knew we were going to close our physical office here because we weren't having people come to the office as often. So I wanted to be able to meet people and network at the same time. And so I joined the board. And one of the things that my company's called IDEMIA, and you know it, is 75% of the driver's license in the United States are by IDEMIA. If you sign up for TSA PreCheck, it's through IDEMIA. Most of the biometrics, through the government or the police station, et cetera. And then we're the largest provider, actually, of credit and debit cards in the United States, as well as your SIM card if you have an Apple phone or an eSIM. But a lot of people don't know us because we are always behind somebody else.
Right.
And so this was a way to not only market ourselves, but also to find other great talent within Georgia as well. So this is a fabulous way to meet, potential clients, but also to build talent within your organization.
Now, how does your company leverage TAG membership? Is it part of, like, when you have a junior person come on the team, is it something where you're like, hey, you get a membership at TAG, or we encourage you to join TAG, and then when you're there, take a leadership position so you can get the exposure you need, to kind of to be the best you can be and really grow your career?
Yes, absolutely. So what we do is actually get everybody on a call with TAG and allow people to understand all the leadership opportunities in society. So there's over 20 societies in TAG that people can get involved in. So they can actually get involved in what they're most interested in, and then also can bring information back to our company.
Mm-hmm. And has that borne fruit for you?
Yeah, we just started doing it. So we were a little slow because of COVID. Now that we're actually able to network and actually meet people and everything else. And so that's become really important. So we're really trying to move forward with that and really create a foothold here in Atlanta.
So how do you see IDEMIA growing? Like, what's your forecast for the coming years?
Well, the good news is that everybody's getting more excited about biometrics. And according to NIST, we are number one, so that's good. So people are feeling more comfortable about biometrics. I mean, they first saw it, you know, leveraging like the Apple phone, but now at the airports too. So we do a lot of the stuff in the airports. So people are feeling more and more comfortable. And that's really exciting for us, because what we feel as a company, it's all about identity and it's all about you. And we want to make things as simple as possible. So we want to make it as simple as possible, an experience going through the airport or through any kind of facility, through payments or even leveraging like your Tesla car. We're actually in the Teslas today.
So it's one of those balances between ease and then protection, right?
Ease, protection, and security, yes.
And then to be able to kind of thread that needle, that's your superpower?
That's what we're trying to do. That's our superpower. So a really good example is actually the Singapore airport. Their goal was to take it from, it was taking over an hour to go from when you were starting to check in and baggage claim all the way to duty free. So now they're leveraging all of our biometric devices, and actually you go from baggage claim to actually do duty free on average about 7 minutes. So super fast, because you're leveraging you as the identity.
Right. And that's been a missing piece, right, to be able to do that efficiently?
Yes, it has been a missing piece.
All right. Well, if somebody wants to connect with you at IDEMIA or here at TAG, what's the best coordinates?
Of course, just email me at megan.heinze, H-E-I-N-Z-E, at IDEMIA.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at Georgia Technology Summit 2023.